The True Remedy for Social Evils. With contempt for God's law, there is an increasing distaste for religion, an increase of pride, love of pleasure, disobedience to parents, and self-indulgence, and thoughtful minds everywhere are anxiously inquiring, what can be done to correct these evils? The answer is, preach the word. The Bible is a transcript of the will of God, an expression of divine wisdom. It will guide all who heed its precepts, keeping them from wasting their lives in misdirected effort. After infinite wisdom has spoken, there can be no doubtful questions for man to settle. All that is required is obedience. Paul was about to finish his course, and he desired Timothy to take his place, guarding the church from fables and heresies. He admonished him to shun all pursuits and entanglements that would prevent him from giving himself wholly to his work for God, to endure with cheerfulness the opposition, reproach, and persecution, to make full proof of his ministry. Paul clung to the cross as his only guarantee of success. The love of the Savior was the motive that upheld him in his conflicts with self and in his struggles against the unfriendliness of the world and the opposition of his enemies. In these days of peril, the church needs an army of workers who have educated themselves for usefulness and who have a deep experience in the things of God. Men are needed who will not shun trial and responsibility, who are brave and true, and who with lips touched with holy fire will preach the word. For want of such workers, fatal errors, like deadly poison, taint the morals and blight the hopes of a large part of the human race. Will young men accept the holy trust? Will the apostles' charge be heeded, the call to duty be heard, amidst the incitements to selfishness and ambition? Paul concluded his letter with the urgent request that Timothy come soon, if possible before winter. He spoke of his loneliness and stated that he had dispatched Tychicus to Ephesus. After speaking of his trial before Nero, the desertion of his brethren, and the sustaining grace of God, Paul closed by commending his beloved Timothy to the chief shepherd, who, though the under-shepherds might be stricken down, would still care for his flock.